This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that is taught over here to obey God, to keep His commandments. This is the Word of God. And truly, I'm thanking God for the preaching, for the teaching, that we may present unto God the perfect man that's walking upright and blameless in the commandments of God. And truly, I thank God for our leader, the one that is sent by God to testify these things to the church. Now I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Matisse. Our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about seeking those things that are above, the things of God. And this is how we look to God in these days, in these times. Before we get to that, childlike, thank God for the choir.
Lord, let not my heart be haughty, nor my eyes lofty, no, I do exercise. Trust in the Lord, all the mile I do feed. I behave and follow your lead. As a child that's weaned of his mother, my soul is
a weaned child when we are serving the Lord. Yes. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. We're in the Corona time. More importantly, we're in God's time. That's what's more important. That's more important than Corona. And being in God's time, I would say we're in the plan of God. Yes. And on the last broadcast, as I mentioned, a nation, even if you're not God's people, you should be looking to God, because that's the power that can get us through this. And in looking to God to continue, you want to seek those things that are above. We want to keep our minds on things that upset us and frighten us. And the biggest thing with this virus going around is the panic. But let's set our affection on things above. Think on positive things, things that are honest, things that are just, good things. Let's look on the things that God is going to do. Isn't that beautiful? Let's look on things bringing us out of here. But I want to say, no mistake, we are not in a problem here.
No.
We're not in distress.
No, we're not, Pastor.
Just another day with Jesus is all this is. That's all it is. Yet marching on, there ain't no problem.
Thank God. Beautiful, Pastor.
We're not trying to pull ourselves up. We're trying to pull those that hear this broadcast up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We're in the ark of safety.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people."
Mm-hmm.
We are believers here. We believe in what's written, and it's being rightly divided. Let's go to Colossians 3:1. We've read this many times, but at certain times when you're in the scriptures, some mean more at certain times than others because of what you're going through. And what we're going through now, this is not causing us to seek those things that are above. It just causes us to seek it more.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Because we're in a trying time right now. And we're not so got so much God that we don't, I ain't scared of nothing. I'm going right into a coronavirus's face and said, blow on me. No, we ain't doing that.
That's a lot.
I had a mask purchased today, so I'm wearing the mask too. I'm gonna wear it.
All right, Pastor.
If I have to. I'm put it in my pocket though. They say put it on, put it on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Colossians 3:1, what does it say?
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Isn't that beautiful? Other words, if you are a Christian, if you say you love God and you follow in God and you trust in God, let's quit talking about these issues that arrive from panic.
Yes.
Let's put our trust in God. Start thinking on good things. Let's quit repeating things that frighten people.
Yes.
But let's speak things that soothe people. Now, I understand when you hear some of the words that scripture, since one say they're Christians, that should soothe you, which might make you more upset.
Yeah. Yes, Pastor.
But thank God it's not the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. The Lord told the young man, go sell that you have, and you're going to have treasures in heaven. He couldn't get over that. Not at that day. He went away sad. So I'm hoping after this broadcast and after you hear this, you don't go away sad, because I say, you yet got to go back to God's commandments.
Yes.
It's kind of upset people, because most of the people think, well, those commandments have been done away with. That's what these so-called Christians have been telling you. But if ye then be risen, if you are a child of God, what?
With Christ. Seek those things which are above.
What?
Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Now the Lord is sitting on the right hand. That's where we want to be.
Beautiful.
We want to seek those things. Yeah. Elder Batiste looking at me, she know where I'm going. Let's go to Deuteronomy.
All right.
33:1. Let's go there. Well, I want to seek those things which are above. And if you seek those things which are above, which is a lot of controversy, I guarantee you, you have time to be thinking about virus and corona. You don't have time for that. There's something more important than corona. Corona is temporary, but our souls are eternal. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 33:1 says what?
33:1 says, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, what? Blessed the children of Israel before his death.
Don't everybody want a blessing?
Yes.
Those blessings stand today. If it was a blessing then, it's a blessing today. Because the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What did he say?
And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran.
He was shining. In other words, the light was shining from the mountain, Mount Paran.
Yes.
What?
And he came with 10,000 of saints.
And he had the saints with him. 10,000 of saints.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Those saints are with us today.
All right.
What did he say?
From his right hand went a fiery law for them.
That's where our mind should be set on. Not having gods before God.
Mm-hmm.
Not making graven images through this corona time.
Yes.
Don't let the corona say, well, Lord, you know what? I was hungry and I went inside the store and I stole something. But you ain't got to do that.
No.
This is the test. Stay with God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't take his name in vain. Let's not forget the Sabbath day. Isn't that beautiful? And on and on and on.
And on and on. Yes.
He shined forth from Mount Paran.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And he came with 10,000 of saints.
What?
From his right hand went a fiery law.
That's what they don't like.
Them.
They don't want that fiery law, but that's God's word.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Why not set our minds on the word? Because that's what it is. Read.
Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand.
All his saints. Mm-hmm. We're there. We're in his hand. If you're striving to be sanctified, what?
And they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words.
Wait a minute. The word is the law. It's the commandments. That's what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Psalm 16 and 5. Let's go there.
Yes.
Everyone loves David. He's one of the premier psalmists. David. David, our head. That's a man after my own heart, too.
Yeah.
Well, he was after God's heart in the law.
Yes.
In the commandments. Why don't you pan after that like David did?
All right,
Psalm 16 and 5, what does it say?
The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup.
What?
Thou maintainest my lot. Maybe
God maintains that lot for his people. We're his portion, and he's our portion. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places.
In other words, these boundaries God have here, I don't have no problem with. They fall in pleasant places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no problem getting rid of the gods, Halloween, these holidays, and things God ain't got to do. I have no problem. They fall in good places for me.
Right.
For some, it don't fall in good places. Well, wait a minute. I'm offended. If I tell them I can't do that, they're going to think I don't have no love.
Yes.
Who cares what they think? It's about what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
The line's fallen.
Mm-hmm. Unto me in pleasant places.
What?
Yea, I have a goodly heritage.
I got a goodly heritage. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night.
In other words,
seasons.
It's all right to look at TV and get instructions about what you can do and what you can't do according to law, but let's get our instructions mainly from God.
Yes.
And God complies with the laws here. God is not against law. Law originated from God's word. That's where it originated from. That's how man got his laws. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
I have set the Lord always before me.
What?
Because he is at my right hand.
Wait a minute. If he's at our right hand, he's at that fiery law. Because that's out of his right hand went a fiery law.
Yes.
And if you're going to set him at your right hand ain't right if it's not in the law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what make it right. Go ahead.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved. What?
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Daniel.
Daniel? Yes.
No. Did you read 16? Read the first verse.
16:1. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I
put
my trust.
Everybody trust God. Mm-hmm. People tell you, I got God. I'm a Christian. I may not have what you have, but I'm spiritual. The devil is spiritual too.
Yes.
So it don't mean it because I'm spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
For in thee do I put my trust, what?
Mm-hmm. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord.
Now the Lord said, this is what you said unto me. Thou hast said unto me. This is what the Christian world do.
Yes.
What the Lord say?
Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee.
This is what they're saying. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. And the Lord is saying, my goodness extendeth not to thee. What?
Yes. But to the saints that are in the earth. And to the excellent, in whom all my delight.
In whom all. In other words, it's to the saints.
Yes.
If you're not sanctified, this is not to you. And I mean, if the mercy is not there, the love is not there. It's to the excellent. Go to Daniel.
Daniel, yes, Pastor.
6:1.
All right. Beautiful.
We want to be like Daniel. Let's set our affections on an excellent spirit. Be like Brother Daniel. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
He's still our brother. Ain't but saints up in glory.
Right,
what are saints but children's?
That's right.
If they're children, that means they're our brothers, right?
That's right?
They may not have a body, but they're still our brother.
All right.
Am I right? Brother Moses?
All right.
No. Prophet Moses. Give him the honor. Let's not go there. Okay, come on.
Yes, right.
Daniel 6:1, what does it say?
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes.
What?
Which should be over the whole kingdom.
Isn't that beautiful? He was a smart man.
Yes.
120 princes over the whole kingdom. What?
And over these three presidents.
Now we think we do it, so we got a president. They had three presidents.
Yes.
That had a big ram. Okay. Three presidents. Is that what prison? Yeah, but I'm the president.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? But Daniel was over the three.
Yes.
What did he say?
Of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have.
In other words, I don't want nothing to happen to be faulted on me. It's going to be on you princes.
All right.
And I got three men watching y'all. And you two, I got somebody watching you two.
Right.
Presidents. We got three presidents. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's starting with three presidents here.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
What did he say?
Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes.
Why?
Because an excellent spirit was in him.
Listen, isn't that what we should set our hearts on?
Beautiful?
To always have an excellent spirit, whether you're going through trials or tests or not.
Yes.
Why do we have to come moping him all the time, just moping and complaining? Why not have an excellent spirit? I think about it all the time. Joseph was in prison for 2 years. The man was supposed to deliver him, and he never said nothing. He said, I want to talk to the king. He said, King, your baker is a liar. I told the baker about his dream, and I'm still here. Now, the other one, you took his head off because I told him he was going to take your head off. Yeah, whatever. Just be like Joseph. Excellent spirit. That don't mean you can't be angry, but be angry with a cause. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Be concerned with a real concern, the right concern.
Yes.
That's an excellent spirit. God honors that. What did he say?
Because an excellent spirit was in him.
What?
And the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
Isn't that a bit of a what?
Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom.
Princes and the presidents, that means the other two, because there would have been three. Three is a crowd.
All right, Pastor.
But he was placed over the
All
two.
Right,
so he wasn't no crowd. He was the.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
This is present. Go ahead.
All right. But they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him.
Don't we want to be like that?
That's beautiful, yes.
Where you don't have, why get upset when somebody say, you know what, they put me in the corner at work. So what should I do? Nothing. They just put me in the corner. Did you put on deodorant today? Yeah. Got deodorant on. What you gonna be upset for? They gonna separate you because you're different. Now if you get a fault, there's not glory in this now. If you get a fault, don't say, well, I took it. You say, well, thank God, I was wrong. I should have got worse. Be hard on yourself. Don't try to justify yourself. I really didn't do nothing. But they put me in the corner, but I'm suffering for the Lord. Everybody, you know, I remember we had one in here. Everybody knew who I'm talking about. We called him Leprechaun. And when Teacher Brown was pastoring, pastor had gone, I think, and he said, yeah, I'm like Job. He's going through stuff. He up here stealing stuff from people. He like Job. Teacher Brown said, listen, Anytime any one of us get up on your feet and say, you like Job, you gotta be somewhere.
Yes.
And you go and don't like Job. You ain't like Job.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We want to have an excellent spirit and have a good report when we go through things the right way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Most Christians thought it was a tabloid. What is it?
Taboo
to say, I'm angry. Nothing wrong with being angry. See, I'm angry. Something wrong with you? Lord good to you? Yeah, he's good to me. Good enough to let me know I should be angry at you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And you're not in the sin if it's justified, right?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with sins, but don't do that. I don't like what you're doing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. One was at work and the people didn't know God. They were all up there praying. Sister Jesus, they ain't going to be praying going on up in here. She took a stand for God. Isn't that beautiful? Excellent spirit. That's the way it's supposed to be. That beautiful? Praying for her. That's not a place to pray. You there to work. What she said was right. She said, don't be praying going on up in here. You know, God will take your regular demeanor and use it. That's her demeanor. She was known for that kind of stuff. Okay, then fine. Let's go. What are we reading?
A fifth verse. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, mm-hmm. except we find it against him concerning the law.
That's
of
what
his
it
God.
Is today. I don't care what is happening in the earth. When you start bringing in the law, you lose all consolation for the people. They don't feel comforted. One left here and said, oh, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And they said, why don't you call the pastor? No, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to deal with the law. Because when you deal with God's anointing, you're dealing with the commandments. If the God's anointing, that's what you're dealing with.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 21. Let's go there.
Yes,
we want to keep our minds seeking those things which are above
yes.
and the things not on the earth. These things on the earth only bring you down.
Yes.
You want to stay lifted. 1 Peter 2 and 21.
Mm-hmm. For even hereunto were ye called.
What?
Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
Now, wait a minute. So why should we get upset because we got to go to the store twice?
Right,
because
right.
we said, well, I can't pick up but 1 gallon of milk. Isn't it better than not picking up any?
That's right.
Why I can't get 4 or 5? I don't feel like coming back tomorrow. You don't have to drink milk tomorrow. You ain't got to come back. Every little thing is a complaint. We ain't going through nothing. Nobody's attacking us. If they shut us down and say you can't get out, what are we going to do? Just stay home, right? It ain't that serious. Now, when it comes to the Sabbath, we'll work with that another way.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
But we don't know how things are going to progress as they go day by day.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Read.
Mm-hmm. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
He did no sin once he began to live for God. He didn't have no sin in his life. Because he said, he that believeth in me shall never die. That means you don't have to sin. That means you can continue on believing. He did. What?
Yes. Who went? He was reviled not again.
What?
When he suffered, he threatened not.
What?
But committed himself.
That's what I'm saying. Just because you're going through the coronavirus
yes.
gives you no reason to say, listen,
no.
Nah, my patience is short. If you know what? Not today. It's corona time.
Okay. Wow.
Threaten somebody. Say, you know what? You know what's happening out here? Don't talk to me. What are you acting like that for? I'll take this mask off. We get the duke it up. All kind of issues. Because you don't know how to handle this mask thing. I take my mask off and blow on you. Threaten not. Right?
That's right. Yes,
Pastor. Come on. I'll sleep with that one and told Deke, said, sushi. Hey, this is all part of broadcast.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
You need to know about these things.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
But committed himself mm-hmm. to him that judges righteously.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Mm-hmm. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree.
What?
That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness.
What?
By whose stripes ye were
healed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
For what?
Yes. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Read the 17th verse.
17, yes, Pastor. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood.
People are going to be doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
And they will do that anyway when they're not living sanctified as we're striving to live. But you should honor all men.
Beautiful.
And we don't want to be, I mean to say, we don't want to be out here just laughing in the wrong way at people, you know. Sometimes people really shouldn't dress the way they dress. And with the corona thing and the mask, it don't make it any better. You know, anytime somebody, you know, 5x5 and you got a mask on, you look like one of these comic book heroes. I mean, come on. People look funny with this stuff on. You look like you look like you're a bandit.
You're right.
That's funny. But I mean, we don't want to just sit around and just find people to poke fun at and laugh.
All right, Pastor.
And forget, now, okay, you know, somebody might have some real issues that they can't control. No one laugh at that. But you're going to see a lot of strange things, Reed.
Mm-hmm. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the
wait
king.
A minute. That's why we gather together, because we love the brotherhood. It says, forsake not the assembling. And I thought Adik was telling me, she said, it's supposed to rain from 6 on. Oh, that's fine. I said, it probably won't. And it didn't, not really. But we don't move at of our feelings or what's going on. We move at this according to the Spirit.
Yes.
And if the Spirit ain't led us to call it off, yes, we should be here. Sister Tatum called, Marina called, and said she still not feeling, yes, you know. And again, family, sometimes they have more concern about you than you, because you're trusting in God. Maybe they want her to stay on because of all the news that's going around.
Yes.
I understand all that. That's not a problem.
Yes.
She's up in age. It's safe.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
But I still say, if you don't have an issue, what's the point? And it don't take that much to go from the car to here. Somebody said, why don't you call in? I thought about that, but I said, well, maybe not, because, you know, you can't hear here. How are you going to hear on the phone? I understand. That makes sense. You know, so I'm not bothering that. But she's fine. And Sister Lorraine bent her toe today. You know about that, bruh? Yeah. How you bend your toe? She tripped over her own foot. Now, to me, if you tripping on your foot, you have to, you know. But she bent her foot, and I don't know, she tripped over one foot. How you trip over it? But anyway,
yes,
thank God for Sister Lorraine. We've had many reports from Sister Lorraine, and they all are out of the norm. So thank God for Sister Lorraine. She's, I know she's on the phone. Yeah. You don't change my report. But thank God for Sister Rain. She's nothing really serious. And if it's still bleeding, get you some crazy glue and squeeze that down in and hold it a bit. And she won't have to worry about bleeding anymore for a while. Isn't that beautiful? All right, what are we reading now?
18.
18. Read.
Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear,
mm-hmm,
not only to the good and gentle, but also to the poor.
We want to see that we can take instructions. Maybe don't sound so good. Maybe not so gentle. People have issues these days, more so because of the corona. Just take it. Why not just take it? That's what we're probably seeking, to be able to take stuff and not react to it. Every little thing. Why? That's what we're supposed to be seeking. The things that are above, being able to take and yet show love. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, read a little further.
For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief, mm-hmm, suffering wrongfully.
What?
For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye should take it patiently?
Ye shall take it patiently?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable to God.
Beautiful? Except for when you're in line. How long? I've been here for hours. Just why we gotta act like that? Thank God we got a line to stand on, and there's food waiting for you.
Yes.
It's not like some country, they don't have no line to stand in. Mm-hmm. They have no food to look forward to. That's something. But if we complain all the way, it only gets worse. Be thankful. Nothing to complain about. Be patient. Don't add fuel acting like others. That's what it means. Don't run to riot. They're acting, just talking about it. Just be calm. Let's not talk. Let's talk about some good things.
Isn't that beautiful?
Let's talk about making biscuits. Yes. Okay, forget that. We need to stop eating so much. Let's go to Colossians 3:1. Let's read that again. Yes. Beautiful?
Yes.
If anybody interested in anything I just said, they will continue with us.
Yes.
Because we are bringing words to encourage.
Yes, Lord.
We want to keep our minds on things above. 3:1 says that. What does it say?
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Acts 26:19. Let's go there.
Yes.
We want to seek those things that are above. And what's above? Heaven.
Yes.
What else is above? Every word God spoke is above. Isn't that beautiful? Acts 26:19.
Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. One thing, if you want to set your affection on, set your affection on the vision.
Right.
That God gives, because without a vision, people perish.
Yes.
So you need a vision. What?
But showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance.
Now that's a vision that God is giving. Mm-hmm. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves. Isn't that beautiful? Read a little further.
For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continued unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophet and Moses did say should come.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
Prophet Solomon told them the thing was going to come. And so did Moses, and so did all of the prophets. 7:14, what does it say?
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I
hear. It's because it's the people that are called by his name that really don't know God. God is not coming to someone that don't know him to condemn them. But wherever the word of God is where it's God's people, and he's calling his people. And if you happen to be a people, you will be touched when you hear it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But his people, he's talking about those that are churchgoers, that are called by his name.
Yes, Pastor.
Humble themselves, turn, seek his face. What?
And then, turn from their wicked ways.
What?
Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 58:1, that's what we want.
Yes, Pastor.
That's the thing we're seeking, the things from above to be healed. Isaiah 58:1.
Cry aloud.
What?
Spare not.
Don't spare. Those are the things we're seeking. The words of God. Words of encouragement. Words of instructions. Spare not. What?
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
What?
And show my people their transgression.
Wait a minute. If it's God's people, why are they ain't doing right? Because God's people live right. But it's the people that are called by his name that don't really know God. The basic Christian don't know God, and neither does the so-called Jew.
Yes, Pastor.
Unless they're born again. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
What?
And the house of Jacob, their sins.
What?
Yet they seek me daily and delight to know
these
my
people
ways.
Go to church every day, and they have all kind of Bible studies and lessons, lessons and studies that probably confuse me.
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. But it ain't spiritual.
No.
And what they call spiritual, something so far-fetched, is like a comic book.
Yes,
it's carnal.
Yes.
Read.
Yes, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance.
When you mention righteousness, you say, well, the Lord is our righteousness. He is, if you understand the Lord is the word.
Yes.
If you understand that the Lord is the Ten Commandments, it says, if you keep and do, it shall be our righteousness.
Yes.
But when you tell them that, the Lord is my righteousness. The only thing you can say is amen, if you are keeping his word.
Right.
But so many are not, because they think his word is something different from the law or from the commandments. Delight what?
Yes, Pastor. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God.
They take delight in that.
Right.
Let's go to the first verse.
Yes, Pastor.
Excuse me. 13th verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a
delight.
It's
about us relinquishing our desires on the Sabbath.
Yes.
That's the same thing. Most of these churchgoers on Sunday, when they go, they get everything all packed up. They got the cell phone. They're sitting in these churches in the pews.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.